Blog Talk Radio.
This song I want to talk to the hustlers out there, you know, you cats doing your thing, you know what I'm saying? Well, there's a better way, you know what I'm saying? I just want to talk to you, just listen to me right now.
Across 110th. What's up, world? You already know who it is. It's the big homie Ambush, a.k.a. the Southern Secret. And you are now live in the day with the brother Jay, blogtalkradio.com, Green Light Inc. It's a go. It's official like a referee with a whistle. Let's get it, man.
You are now listening to Live in the Day with Jay. Now go get him, Daddy.
We got a lot to talk about today. There's a lot that needs to be discussed today. I'm going to see if we can get through all of it. But first and foremost, let me say real quick, give a super duper shout out to Bakersville, California. Oh my goodness, Houston, Detroit, they're new listening to the show. South Philly, New York, Chicago. Oh gosh, I know I'm forgetting some people. Seattle, I appreciate you got Little Rock, Arkansas. I really appreciate you guys for continuing to support the show. Please, please, please continue to support the show because there's lots of great things that I want to be able to give you on this platform. Also, if you need to go back and listen to some of the shows on demand, you can go to iTunes and you can just type in Live in the Day with Jay Radio Show and go to iTunes, listen to the shows for free on demand. Just all I ask is for you to click and subscribe and give a rating. That's all I ask. All the shows are free. I'm not trying to go out here and charge you to listen to the shows. You can do that, or you can listen on iHeartRadio, shows on iHeartRadio, and it's also on Spotify. So you guys can check out the shows on Spotify, and if all else fails, you can go to Google Live in the Day with Jay Radio Show, take you to the show's webpage, and you can listen to all the shows for free on the show's webpage also. Now, today was a very interesting day. As you guys know, I have been telling you, let you have a little hint. Well, I gave you a little hint yesterday that there is something really, truly big that this radio show is involved with that has that is going to get the community talking. And once you see what I'm talking about, you're going to laugh at the choice of words that I use. But it's going to be a premiere right after this show on the show's webpage or Facebook page. And my personal Facebook page also, there is going to be a premiere that I need for you guys to see because the show is heading in a great direction. There's a lot of great things that's going on. Many of you know that I was on the Council of Understanding in Gastonia, North Carolina. You guys knew that. You knew that I was on there with some extraordinary people. There were six people chosen that was against removal of the Confederate statue, and there was six people chosen that is for the replacement and removal of the Confederate statue. And let me say, today at a surprise voting, I think some people don't got aggravated, but at a surprise voting, I don't think their plan went as they wanted it to. Because we collectively as a group decided and won by a majority of 7-5 vote that the recommendation is the relocation of the Confederate statue. And I'm telling you, if you have not seen today's meeting, which is on Gastonia website, county website, you need to go watch it. I'm just going to say, I think about 40 minutes into it, if you're not moved by what this queen, Ms. Comey, has said in this meeting, then you are not in touch with reality. You don't know what's going on. I mean, everything she said come out of her heart. And absolutely amazing. It was amazing what she had to say and how she got it across. And this has been going on since we had this. So that was our superpower. That was our superpower. Attorney Coleman, that's right. That was our superpower. And she really brought it home. And there was a lot of there was lots of truth today. And, you know, I think that we are at the beginning of something that's very good for the community. We might finally get that road to unity and peace cleared out so we can get this, so we can make this happen. But it still goes on because this is in the hands of the county commissioners now. They need to do what's right. And what's right is to vote unanimously to make sure that this monument goes somewhere. I don't care if it gets on the Titanic. It needs to go somewhere. It needs to go somewhere away from the courthouse. And this is all we've been asking from the very beginning, is that we get a fair shake at what's going on. Right now is not the time to be trying to play. It is not the time to be trying to play. And I'm going to take a little second, and I'm going to get on my soapbox. And in saying that it's not time to play, we have some extraordinary community activists that are popping up everywhere. Our young people are showing up and showing out, and that's what's needed. We got Push. We got the Gaston County Freedom Fighters, which I think they are absolutely amazing, the things that they are doing right now. And it is time for us to realize that we have to have one single unit of communication. We all need to be doing the same thing, and I think for the most part we are. But let me tell you something. We always have those that don't want to do right. We always have those old schoolers, I shall say. I ain't an old schooler. I ain't going to put myself in that category. But we always have those old schoolers who think that their old school ways are the ways that's going to get us to what we need to be. And they always are the ones that have something to say on the internet, on text messages, or whatever the case may be, and they need to sit down and shut their mouth because they are not putting in work. There are people out here putting in work. Now, I've seen some things this weekend with voters registration where there are so many groups that got together, and I don't know all the groups that got together. I should. I don't. But I do know two of them, Push, and I do know that the Gaston County Freedom Fighters were out there. And there are some more, and I just don't know. But they were out there this weekend passing. They were getting people registered to vote. They hit the pavement. It was hot as I don't know what outside, and they were out there getting it done. I don't see some of the old schoolers doing that. But what I do see the old schoolers doing is sitting back, running their mouth about things they have no business running their mouth about. Instead of being, as Spike Lee say, getting on the bus has left you. Now, we can come back around and pick you up if you want to act right, but if you want to act right, you stay where you at because we're going to progress. We're going to get to where we need to be. We're going to do what we need to do, and we ain't got time for no tomfoolery going on around here. It's time for progress. I need for my young people to know that we unequivocally got their back. We have their back. We need to know, or we need to show, that we're not out here just to get on TV, not get in the paper, talk to somebody. I could care less about that. I have my own radio show. I can talk all day long. You can see me all day long. I don't need the media, the news. I don't need that. You don't have to see me on TV. But you know what? There are people out there getting it done. You know, I read something today about from a brother, you know, real close to me, and he was saying something about people that was running their mouth with sidebar conversations. And my man, he know who he is, says stuff about people running their mouth with sidebar conversations, and they ain't putting in no work. That's the problem. You not putting in no work, but you want to run your mouth. You want to have sidebar conversations. You want to say things that you don't even know about, make up lies. And people are so gullible right now to where they should not believe some of the things that are being told to them. Look at the work. The proof is in the pudding. These people are hitting the pavement. This is a whole new era, y'all. I'm telling you, this is a whole new era. And if you guys don't want to understand that, if you don't want to know that what's being done is for the betterment of the community, this is not a black and white thing. Are y'all crazy? This is not a black and white thing. In actuality, it is, but it's not. These people out here running for everyone. If you have not taken a look at some of the groups that have formulated and that have hit the pavement out here in the heat, take a close look. Their groups are diverse. The groups are diverse, and the groups have something important to say. They're not out here just popping their gums. They're not out here trying to get on TV. They have something to say. We have to understand that. And again, I say, my old school is sit your behinds down if you are not going to be a part of the solution. We don't need any more problems. We got enough problems. They say we can't be together as one anyway. You continue to show them that by running your mouth and talking down on people who are doing things in the community, who are getting things done. Now, am I going to say that all people are doing things the right way? Some people don't. Some people don't do things the right way. Some people only know one method. But it's okay. It's okay, because at the end of that tunnel, I promise you, we all will be celebrating the right causes all at the same time. You know, Attorney Comer said something that was very intricate today. She told them, if you do not do the right thing by us, we're going to start spending money here. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. You could have heard a pin drop. When she told them we will stop spending money, we'll go to Charlotte and spend our money. That is what has to happen. That's what has to happen. I ain't never in my life y'all seen so many people that got so many historic facts twisted. I was really waiting to hear that Santa Claus is real. That was what I was waiting for. Somebody in there was going to tell me Santa Claus is real. He probably had a Confederate Army suit. Somebody was going to tell me that. I heard so many far-fetched stories when it comes to history. Somebody trying to tell me about my history. You can't tell me about my history. I know about my history. I live my history every day. Your history is consisting of a certain time period of stoppage. My history continues. The bad history. I do not have time. I do not have time for those silly games. I am not the rabbit on the tricks or whatever box is on. I don't have those time. I don't have time for that. There are things that we need to get done. Now, a lot of people, you know, they inbox me a lot from this radio show, and they ask me questions and this, that, and the other, and they tell me, okay, so what? If you get the statue moved, then what are you going to do? If we get the statue moved, it ain't no if. When we get the statue moved, after the statue is relocated to wherever they're going to put it, we are going to tackle infrastructure in our communities. There needs to be educational infrastructure. There needs to be a finance infrastructure. There needs to be a total, complete rehaul of our communities. That's our communities, because our communities are hurting. Y'all better get with it. For those of you who don't know, I'm telling you, you need to get with it, because there are things going on in our communities that are unheard of, that are not spoken about, that's kept secret. The best thing you can do is register to vote. I keep telling y'all, register to vote. For those of you that are having these voter registration drives, mercy. Keep doing it. Keep doing it. That is very important. That is very important to the growth of our, not only our communities, but our country, y'all. I ain't never in my life heard so many things as I've been hearing the last 3 weeks. I have never really sat and thought how much hate is out there. But people will continue to think and do what they want to do. They will continue. And I'm telling you, a lot of the times it is not warranted. It is based on some old secondary folklore. I heard a lot of folklore. a lot of first. You know what I heard today? And you can hear the same thing if you go back and listen. I heard that the Confederate soldiers were treated the worst out of any type of people in the history of this country. Out of the hit. Yeah, he had the nerve to say that. He had the nerve to say that they were treated worse than any other people in the history of our land. And I didn't know. I about spit my water out when he said that. But you know, the thing about it is that they didn't want to talk about slavery. They didn't want to talk about how it affects us generationally. Of course, a lot of people say, well, you know what, I wasn't living in slave days, so I ain't got nothing to do with it. I understand that. I understand it, but understand now how it is affecting our people. Understand now how it's affecting our young people, which our young people are not going to take it. They're fighting back. I'm telling y'all, there's some things brewing that need to simmer, and if it's going to get out of control, well, I'm not going to say out of control. It's going to be in control, but by the right people. By the right people. By all means, I'll say what's told to me all the time. I'm not racist. I'm not racist. I'm not. And I don't want to laugh when I'm saying that. I'm not racist. But I have been encountered by a lot of people who have racist thoughts, ideals, ideologies, mannerisms, if that you can even apply it to that. And they have shown me how racist in their thought process they can be. But today is a good day. Today is a good day. I promise you there's going to be more good days coming ahead. Look, y'all, all that hard work y'all doing, walking the streets, beating that pavement, talking to people, letting people know it's going to be okay, we're here to help, it's not going to be in vain. People are listening. People are tired. People don't want to have to deal with the regular ridiculousness that we've been dealing with any longer. People want change. And I think that change is going to happen whether so-called leadership wants it to happen or not. The change is going to happen, and I see it transforming into a positive change. I see it transforming into something that we can build and we can grow on. I see it transforming into something that not only will go in the history books, but this time it'll be our history. It won't be someone else's writing our story for us. So, young people, I tell you, please, I beg you, do not give up. Do not stop. Continue to let your voice be heard, because that's all right. Continue. Do things the right way, though. Do things the right way. One thing I will say, okay, and I hope some of you don't get mad at me, but one thing I will say, protest till you can't protest no more. I love it. I love seeing it. But the right way. Don't stand in front of cars moving. We don't need anyone getting hurt. Don't stop traffic. Trust me, your voice is being heard without getting in the middle and starting and stopping traffic and knocking on people's windows. Don't do that. Don't do that, because we're playing right into what they think we are, savage. And we're not savage. Don't do that. It gives them a reason to say, see, this is why they don't need to be out there. But when you guys are out together and you're doing what you're doing, I said this on the show the other day when I talked to Jamal Gillespie. One thing that really impressed me about those freedom fighters, you know, I saw the most impressive thing with them. They protest, they march, they chant, they protest, and then when they get to where they're going or where they're supposed to be, They make sure people get in their cars safely. They make sure people that are stranded are helped. Y'all don't hear about all that stuff. You don't hear about that. Those are the things that need to be talked about. And trust and believe. In the next couple weeks, y'all ain't going to believe what you hear that Push is doing. There's some things that Push is doing that you ain't going to believe. And I'm telling you, it's all good. I want to let it out the bag now, but I can't. I'm not going to let it out the bag. They're doing things on a whole nother level, y'all. While the freedom fighters are out there doing their thing, I promise you, Push is doing their thing. And it's on a whole new level. It's on a whole new level. You will hear about it soon. But just know that these things are being done to transform the community into the beautiful places that they should be right now. No, we shouldn't be going through this. We're going through a major pandemic. We should not be going through other things when it comes to getting our community together. We shouldn't be worrying ourselves with these things, but unfortunately, we have to, because there are things going on in our community that are not right. And by you standing up and speaking out and saying things, it's going to make them right. So we need to get rid of the days of everybody trying to get us to go to somebody's picnic or whatever the case may be and get fed, or we're trying to have a black community gathering, but we're going to feed them first so they can come in. We pass that. This is not about feeding people and getting them to come to your church or your mosque. We are past that. Now, I'm not mad at nobody for praying and doing what they need to do. I pray too. And I ask you guys to pray for me every day, just as I do you. But trust me, I am not going to sit up here and pretend that I'm going to pray and this is going to go away and everything's going to be okay. Because I don't know the God you listen to, but the God I listen to tells me that, okay, I heard you. I hear you. I'm going to throw you a little bone, but you're going to have to get up off your knees at some point in time and put the work in out in the community. I will make sure you're covered and nothing happens to you, but you got to work, my son, my daughter. You got to work. And that's what we got to realize. Y'all, I love some of the pastors around here. And you know, I did say some, and I said it for a reason, and I'm going to stand on that. I love some of the pastors around here. They got great hearts. They got some great hearts. But there's some, I don't know. I don't know. I'm not going to get into bashing nobody on the show. I never have done that. But on the same token, we need to call it out like it's called out. If they're not doing what they're supposed to do, then we need to hold them accountable and tell them, look, we need more out of you. We need more out of you. You cannot help the community in the pulpit. You got to come out from behind that pulpit. And that goes for the people in the mosque also. You can't sit up in that mosque and think that you're doing something for the community. You better come out that mosque and do something for the community. Do something that God has commanded you to do. You help your brother and sister. These are things that have to happen, y'all. And some of you, y'all still my soapbox, sorry. And some of you who call yourself community leaders, y'all know who you are. Call yourself community leaders. Oh, don't get me started on that, brother DeAndre. But we're going to talk. But some of you that call yourself community leaders but never see you until a camera rolls around or a newspaper is there, go sit down. Go sit down and as Tamar Braxton said, go sit down and put on a seatbelt. Sit your behind down and put on a seatbelt and don't move. Because we don't need to hear from you. We don't need to have that fungus among us. We don't. If you are a community activist and you are asking your people to pay you to do things to help them and you never want to help them, then you ain't no community activist. You work for the other people. You work for the ones that we're trying to get away from. Man, y'all better stop being so power struck. You better stop being so camera struck, because what's going to happen, you're going to get your behind on those cameras or in the news when you don't want to be in the camera or on the news. that is what doesn't need to happen. So some of these activists who say they for us, but don't show they for us, but only show up when it's time to get on TV, y'all need to steer away from them. I tell you this because I have a huge, huge history of dealing with people like this. Huge history of dealing with people like this. Here's another thing we need to really get away from. We need to get away from the fact that if we don't do, or if people don't do things like we see fit, we want to bash them. I don't know the best way to say this, but case in point, when Barack was in office, all the black people I talked to was like, he ain't done nothing for me. I'm still this, that, and the other. And a lot of you don't really understand that when he gave his first State of the Union, he said, I laid the blueprint down for you. All you got to do is clean your backyards up. A lot of people don't know what that means. That means you got to get off your butt and you got to do what you need to do so that we don't get talked about, so that we don't be looking crazy when it's over with. Guess what? He left and we were looking crazy now. Because we don't take the time to listen to what some of the leaders that we know are for us are saying. Now, across the country, there's some that say they're for us and they ain't for us. Y'all know that as well as I do. But, yes, today was a great day. Today was a great day. But we cannot relax on that. We have to make sure we show up at the commissioner meetings. We got to make sure that we start showing up at the city meetings. We need to be involved and we need to stay aware of what's going on. These elected officials, the ones that are for us, can't do it by themselves. They need us. They need for us to go in and say, look, this is not right. We are going to fight that or this, and we are not going to let you do this to our communities. We need to definitely make sure that we are fighting for what's right. Y'all, that's the only way we're going to get through this. That's the only way we're going to get through this. And if you guys don't believe me, then stop doing what you're doing and watch and see how quickly things will implode. We don't need anything imploding, y'all. Nothing. We don't need nothing imploding. Number to call is 515-602-9785. I'm telling you guys that I am ready for some great things to happen in Gastonia. I feel real good about some things, and I don't want to be off this high right now. Mr. Seabreeze, you're right. He said Obama begged us to vote locally, and we wouldn't. The community begging for people to vote locally, and we won't do it. Yes. You're right. We won't. We won't. You get a chance to talk to Walker Reed. He'll tell you. He'll tell you. It's sad how our numbers are in the community. But I will say this. I think this time, I think we got it, y'all. I think we are starting to really understand how important that vote is. And I think this year is going to be a historic year. And I think in 22, there's going to be a lot of changes. I think there's going to be a lot of changes, and I think that we are going to not only initiate those changes, but we're going to see those changes through, and I think that we are going to better the communities. I really truly think we're going to better the communities, and I really truly think that this time next year, we're going to be talking about some great things. We're going to be talking about some great things. Number to call is 515-602-9785. You guys are definitely, and I mean definitely, live in the day with Jay. Ooh.
I was strong, a man afraid of nothing. I had the world inside my hands, that's what I told myself. But now I see that I was wrong. The truth is I have nothing. If I do have you,
what's up, family? This is your boy D-Lo, and you are now live in the day with Jay. Peace.
Live Alkaline Water is a family-owned father and son business operated by Mr. Robert McCray, where he was proudly appointed by his great-grandparents to continue their journey of life, love, and respect. Live Alkaline Water is manufactured at the packaging property. Therefore, no chemicals are used in the treatment of the water. That's right, Live Alkaline Water is 100% pure from mineral beds 800 feet below ground. To learn more about this healthy way to enjoy pure alkaline water, call to speak to a representative at area code 336-775-7501. That number again is area code 336-775-7501. Or to contact Robert McCray himself, send an email to emaul9@gmail.com. Again, that's emaul9@gmail.com. And remember, eat right, drink right, think right.
Something is happening in our world.
Criminals, factories, illiterate, uneducated,
people are rising up.
Negative characteristics you can think of.
Wherever they are, the symbols today.
And because
they are in Johannesburg, South Africa,
and giving me a desire to reform myself,
Nairobi, Kenya, Prague, New York City, Atlanta, Georgia, Jackson, Mississippi, Memphis, Tennessee, the cry is always the same. We want to be free.
The teachings of the Honorable to the Life of Muhammad immediately did instill within me such a high degree of racial pride and racial dignity that I wanted to be somebody, and I realized that I couldn't be anybody by begging the white man for what he had, but that I had to get out here and try and do something for myself or make something out of myself.
Welcome back to the show. Number to call is 515-602-9785. Again, thank you guys for continuing to support the show. It is something that needs to happen, and I'm so glad that you guys have chosen this platform to partake in. Real quick, guys, some of the things I say on this show, nah, scratch that. Everything I say on this show, I really truly mean it. I truly mean it, and I wouldn't say it to you if I didn't think it was in the best interest of our community. I would not say it if I didn't think that we would be able to grow from some of the things that I say. the show comes on all the time. I just choose sometimes to do this Facebook thing because I want to get it out there. I want to give you guys a perspective of me when I'm doing this show that a lot of other people are not doing. So when you see me on here, it's not that I've been gone for a while. It's that I do the show. It's just I don't do it on Facebook all the time. But I think I am getting ready to incorporate that full time with the show because I really like being able to interact with you guys while I'm on the air. I really like for you guys to see what's going on with the show and just to get a glimpse of me. You know, I'm going to be the same each and every time you meet me. I'm not going to put on no fronts. I'm not going to try to have a facade type of personality every time you meet me. What you see is what you get. What you've seen on TV is what you get. What you see at these meetings is what you get. That's who I am. I love my people. I love my people. I love my young people that are starting to fight, that have always wanted to fight. I love my people that have been in the fight and continues to fight. What I don't care about is people who continue to tear down everything that we are trying to do as a one single unit. I don't care. I don't care for those people. I don't want to be around those people. I don't want to be around anybody that brings negative energy my way. I'm all about positivity. I'm all about bringing positive energy to you, and I want you guys to understand that there's a reason why we do these things. I want to play this clip. It is a clip from a young man named Jeffrey Robinson. He is the ACLU's top racial justice expert. And he's discussing the removal of the statue. I want you to listen to what he says real quick, and we'll try to close out the show. All right?
Website, the memorial, the website for the Robert E. Lee Memorial, 2 days before Charlottesville, Virginia. And they were deeply involved in the civil rights movement. And what I'm telling you is the discussions about racial equality that were going on then are nowhere near as deep, as intense. A freaking tipping.
Deal with the truth. That definitely says a lot. That says a lot. And again, that was Jeffrey Robinson. He is the ACLU's top racial justice expert. He spoke about this actually 2 years ago. He spoke about this. And one thing he said that was mind-blowing to me is the fact that we continue to separate over race and economics. And economics. We're going to have to learn that in this day and time, it's not always about how much money you have, but where you choose to spend that money. Are you going to spend that money in the communities that you live so that they can thrive? Or are you going to waste time, this moment, and spend your money elsewhere. Now, according to Attorney Comer today, if things don't get right, we can spend our money anywhere else but Gastonia. We don't need to do that. But they're going to force the community to do that. You got to be heard. You got to be, people got to, under people in power, positions of power, have to understand that the little man is not going to stay little any longer. We're tired of struggling. We're tired of our young men, black women, teenagers. We're tired of them getting beat up by rogue police officers. And I know all of them are not like that. So y'all don't try to play me and try to take my words and twist them. I know all of them are like not like that. But we're tired of the ones that's doing it. We value our relatives. We value our fathers, our brothers, our sisters, our mothers. We value them. I don't care what you think. And don't give me this black-on-black crime mess. I don't want to hear that no more. That is such a cop-out. Black-on-black crime is a reality in some areas, but it is also a cop-out. Black-on-black crime does not give you the right to take people out just because they take each other out. That don't give you the right, because there's white-on-white crime. There's Asian-on-Asian crime. There's Latino-on-Latino crime or Spanish-on-Spanish crime, whatever you want to call it. There's crime in every community on the same racially background people or ethnic background people. Don't give me that. That is not an excuse for me to have to turn on the TV or look on social media and see someone die. That's not an excuse. That's not how we live. That's not how we're supposed to live. We need to demand that the right people are put in the right positions. We can do that. That's us. That's us. We have all the power to vote the people in that's going to do the right thing. We have all the power to vote the people out that's not doing everything that they should be doing. But the key is to get your behinds to the polls, educate yourselves first on who you're going to vote for, and vote responsibly. Vote like this is the last thing that you're ever going to do on this earth. It's that important. It's that important, y'all. Our young people need us. Yes, they are being bold. Yes, they are taking it to the streets. But there's so much more they can do with the very right guidance from the ones that have been doing it a long time ago. Maybe you got it right. Maybe you didn't. But if you can pass on that knowledge to those who are out here fearlessly, that they get it right, then we are doing something. We're doing something. Look, I'd like to take the time, guys, to tell you thank you for continuing to support the show. I do this show for you guys. I do this show to give you the platform that I know a lot of other people are not trying to give. And, you know, some days we talk about those things that hurt us, and some days we talk about those things that make us happy. That's why I love giving you guys this platform. Don't forget, be on the lookout, because there is a very, very special announcement concerning the show and which way it's going, and something else is doing. I'll just put it that way. Something very big, and I want you guys to know. And that's right, babe. One day it will be on them. I want you guys to know that when I go on the air, I go on the air with the intentions of educating. I go on the air with the intentions of giving a forum for someone to speak that don't have that forum. And I definitely go on I go on with the intention that we are going to make something great happen. We have to treat each other like that. So if you don't do nothing else, you tell somebody that you tell somebody you don't tell every day that you love them, because I tell you guys each and every show that I love you with the greatest love I know. That's the love of God, because he gives it to me each and every day. And I want you guys to experience what I experience when it comes to people right now. But I'm on a whole nother level, y'all. We're getting ready to do this thing the right way. Make sure that you check out the announcement I got. Make sure that you definitely talk about it, share it, because it's going to be something that is not